had to learn.
Bro, I had to come to realize, bro, it was just like, I can't hold on to what somebody else was supposed to do or what they didn't do. You got to figure it out for yourself, bro. Because even if my father was still here, I'm pretty sure he would have a profound impact on my life. Mm. But I still got to do the work on my own. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, I would probably would have had an easier time. I probably wouldn't have bumped my head so many times because he probably would have been like, well, nah, son, don't do that. Do this. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have that.
Right.
But now that I know what I know and I have my son, I'm going to make sure he don't bump his head as many times as I did.
Right.
And I want to put that in other people's life too, because I know there's a lot of fatherless homes, man. I just know, like, we just got to keep our Black community uplifted and we got to keep our fathers in prayer, because everybody's struggling with something, man. But, like, these kids ain't asked to be here, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to us to reach it. And I feel like I might have missed my calling a little bit. That's why it was on my heart so much to try to get with you. To try to, you know what I'm saying, try to make an impact somewhere, man. Even if it's just one kid, bro. Even if it's just one young man, one young woman that hear our stories, hear our conversations, man, just change their life and just get them on the right path and just keep them focused and disciplined.
Right. And then sometimes that's all it takes. Like, I've had, you know, visits to, like, church groups or, you know, youth groups with young men, and it's like, oh, you know, they'll see me like on live on TikTok or Instagram. They'd be like, oh, I changed my ways because of what you said. You know, I was giving my mother a hard time, and, you know, now I'm doing good in school. I got all A's. So it's stuff like that really, you know, keeps you going. Like, it's nothing that you could do to stop me to say, oh, just because I'm going to get paid X, Y, and Z less than this salary, then I'm gonna stop doing this. This is something, like they say, if you could do it for free and never stop doing it, this is it. Because you'll never know how you might impact somebody. But the thing that I really wanted to talk to you about was the situation where you were saying that you wanted to figure out or help in a way single mothers who kids don't have fathers right now. Like, how do you think you can, you know, make an impact with that, or what do you think the mothers should be doing as far as trying to get those kids into a certain program, project, sports group, whatever the case may be? Like, how do you feel like you stepping in will help them?
I feel like it all boils down to time, honestly.
There you go. So, you know. And that's why I went virtual, because of time. But go ahead.
So that single mom has to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There may be more than one child in the household.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to have, like, the liaison, that somebody that can step in for you and attend that basketball game or attend that football game. Because a lot of times my mom missed my games because she had to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a single income household, so you can't afford to miss work.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody like me, I mean, I'd be willing to go the extra mile, go to that football game, go to that basketball game, show up to that event, just so that person can have somebody to feel like he or she is being supported. Because right. I've been at award banquets and I've been at different events where a person would get an award or some type of recognition and there was nobody there to support them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is receiving flowers as they're getting their names called. They have right. their parents going up, hugging on them. And then there's always one or two that comes by and there's nobody there to hug on them or there to give them flowers or leave them balloons or anything like that. And I was even in the situation before too, like playing sports and nobody was there for me. You know what I'm saying? Because my mom had to work.
Right. So how many times do you think, or how many times can you remember your mom coming to one of the high school games?
The only one that I remember vividly was senior day.
That's the only one?
That's the only one I can remember. But I know she was at other ones. Okay. Because, you know, the way Lynch did the whole you got to be here at 9 o'clock thing. The game don't start till 1 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I just walk myself to school. I lived in walking distance. I lived on, you know, like less than a mile from school. So I didn't even know if my mom would be there or not. Sometimes I didn't know if she was showing up or not. But what I did learn later on that she was there more to games that I knew about. But I had a girlfriend at the time, and I didn't know this either, but I had a girlfriend at the time that came to my games, and she said that her grandmother never missed a game.
Oh, wow.
I was like, for real? She was like, she's been going to Suitland games for years. And when I told her, she said she had stopped going because she got older or whatever. But she said when she told her that she was dating a football player, she started coming again. And she didn't miss a game my senior year. The girl with the Forestville, they didn't even go to Suitland.
they knew where the right school was at.
Oh yeah, they knew where we was balling at, but it was just, you know what I'm saying, it was just crazy to me. And then I also learned that a lot of the cheerleaders and stuff, they embraced my baby sister because my sister was like 3 or 4 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They embraced her, you know what I'm saying? I saw pictures from her when she was a baby standing on the sideline with the cheerleaders and stuff. I was just like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool. And then, like, even till this day, my mom asks about certain people I played football with, cheerleaders, people in the high school with. So it was just like, man, you never know when people come out, man, how much of an impact that just make on your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to know that they were there. You know what I'm saying? They was able to give you other insights on what was going on around you while you had no idea what was going on. You was playing. And we had all these people out here rooting for you.
Right. But that just goes to show you never know who's watching.
That too. Because I almost ended up going into the Marines, man, because I had a guy, it was a guy from West Point watching.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, y'all don't play no football in the Marines. But then I learned they got the Army team, the Navy team, the Air Force team. I was like, dang.
That's funny because I wanted to go to the Air Force because my family is Air Force. That's why I was born at on the Air Force base at Andrews. So Air Force, they jerseys was vicious. Yeah. Like I was like, I go to Air Force, I want to play football for Air Force.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was I mean, it's just things that we don't know at a young age, and that's why I try to talk to most of the kids that's like in high school about life events and life experiences, because you'll be surprised. They are the same people that we once were before.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And they have a lot of questions.
And they don't have no guidance. They don't have nobody.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my main thing, because I feel like I might have missed my calling to being a pastor or whatever.
It's never too late for that.
Right. You're right about that. I mean, I'm not really religious at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of questions about religion and what I was taught.
Oh, me too. But it's not always about religion. It's about in life.
And it's about being a good person and treating people good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wish I would have known that a long time ago, because I made a lot of mistakes trying to be perfect. I made a lot of mistakes by not trying to make mistakes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Since I didn't know. But now that I know there's still somebody left that don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it is the same as what each one, reach one, teach one, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have my son, so I'm going to start there, and I'm going to try to reach back and get somebody else.
Right. That's what's up. So who are these people that you were seeing struggling that you were talking about when you were talking about the situation of like being there, someone's not there, or stepping in because there's a lot of single mothers?
I talked to a lot of people from our high school.
Which class? Your class?
My class, predominantly. Okay. Predominantly my class. I don't really, I had friends from like 04, but I don't really see them.
Everybody is all over. Like,
yeah, everybody's everywhere. I have classmates in California now. So it's like, you know, we're spread out. One of the guys, matter of fact, you remember Derek Morton?
Yeah.
I think
he moved in Mexico now.
Yeah, he moved his whole family to Mexico.
Yeah, he in Mexico. Yeah. Derek always been that type of kid, though. Yeah. I could see that for him.
Yeah, but so
that's good. You going to a different place, you live in an expat community, mm-hmm. you know, you see other people that look like you, you can speak the language, like yep. all of that stuff matters. Like, I believe that all of us should have known at least two languages before we graduated.
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, when I was back in Atlanta, I had a guy, Mr. Carey, man, he taught us Swahili. Oh. He taught us how to divide and multiply in kindergarten. I mean, I don't remember the language now, right. but from an early age, I was able to do fractions, multiply, divide. And he still, Mr. Carey, he has an early learning center, man. I'll never forget this dude, man. A great dude, man. A great family man. I went to school with his daughter. She's a lawyer now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's still reaching out to the kids. He's still teaching. And he wasn't even a teacher. That was the thing. Him and his wife started a daycare center. And then it turned into more. It turned into him.
That's how it happened.
Getting involved in the school. He came up to the school. And from there, just they kept him in the kindergarten classrooms. Because I didn't see him no more after kindergarten. But he still had the early learning center that I went to after school. I'll never forget Mr. Carey, man. But as far as the people in particular, I've spoken to quite a few single moms, and they just express their frustrations with their children's fathers not being around. How do they get their kids' attention? Like, how do they get across to them? And most of the time, I start with, well, how are you talking to them? Are you yelling all the time? Because if you're yelling all the time, that's not going to work.
That was my father.
That was my mother. Everything was...
Once you yell at me, it's...
Exactly. It's coming in and going out.
I don't hear nothing. I be looking at you like...
Yeah, so it's all about... it's all about the delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know...
Most definitely.
Sometimes you just got to... And then sometimes less is more, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to let them go. Like, as long as they're not hurting themselves or nobody else, see if they can start figuring some stuff out on their own. Right. Give sound advice. But don't be too pushy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that, too, though, because when I met my son's mom, she has two older children. So... I came in with the stepdaddy mentality, and that wasn't the right approach. The right approach should have been more of a I'm your friend type of approach. Because you can't really come in and try to be somebody else's father when they know you're not their father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when you try to do that, it makes them even more angry because they feel as though their father might not care. So why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
You're not my dad. My father don't care. He ain't here. He ain't been around. So what do you want? You know what I'm saying? You just trying to get next to my mom. Like, it's crazy. And then the more I progressed, I had to learn that sometimes you have to do, well, not sometimes, you have to do as much for your stepkids as you do for your biological kids. Because it will create some type of jealousy.
Right.
Like, I see you always doing this for him, but why you ain't doing it for me? My father don't do that. So when you know these things, you just got kind of balance and try to make yourself available for everybody.
That's real.
Because that's how my stepfather was. He didn't incorporate nothing with me. He didn't involve me in anything. It was always broken promises. Oh, we're going to go do this. We're going to go do that. And it didn't never happen. So that's why I take my son, my relationship with my son very serious. Whenever I tell him I'm coming, I make sure I show up. You know what I'm saying? If I be like, dude, I don't know, it's I don't know, or it's no. It's never, I'm going to do it and not do it. Can't do that.
Right. And that's what's up. Well, I applaud you for that because, you know, I'm sure that it's hard being a single father and trying to maintain things, but you've been on the road back and forth. If you got to get to him, you done drove hours from Atlanta, from here, from there. Yeah. I'm like, you going to make it? You all right?
I don't want to. That fatherhood, man, give you little superhero powers, man.
So I've heard. But that's what's up. Because my cousin, he went to Suitland too. But we're like cousin brothers. Everybody thinks that that's my brother, but he's actually my cousin. We 10 months apart. So, you know, he has kids now. And, like, his kids love him to death. And I'm just like, how did you go from this quiet individual to being the only child to being, like, this big bubbly person for these kids? You just seen a whole different person.
Man, the kids, man, listen, the kids have changed you. Trust me. Trust me. My son has changed my life drastically. Like, I don't even think the same way no more. At first, it was always me. But now, before I make any decision, I was like, well, I gotta think about him first. How is this going to affect him? Will this decision potentially take me away from him?
Right.
So that's always my first thought is my son. Where is my son at? Is he okay? Did he eat? All right, cool. He good? All right, now I can worry about me.
That's it. That's the way you want it to be. And I'm sure that they all understand that that's some type of security that they have with their father. Because like I said, with my cousin, I could have never imagined. But he turned out to be a great father to his kids. And they love him to death, especially the girls. I'm just like,
yeah,
you are a totally different person.
So what were you saying? What was going on with him before he had kids, though?
Nothing bad. He's the only child. So he's the only child from my mother's sister. So, you know, like you said, his father wasn't there, broken promises, not seeing him like that, you know, living in another state. So, you know, we were always together and my mother and father treated him just like their own son too. But at the same time, like you said, it's a difference when it's not your father. You know that it's my father and it's not your father. Right. But the treatment was no different. But at the same time, it's really not your father.
Yeah, because, I mean, you still got that emotional and that physical want and need to be able to reach out and hug or just cry. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, I mean, he might have felt loved and connected to y'all, but he probably didn't feel comfortable enough sharing his deep emotions, his deep thoughts, you know, what people maybe call secrets.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Because a lot of stuff I didn't find out until we got to high school about certain ways that he was feeling. And I'm just like, well, you know, he ain't been around this long. So, you know, why are you killing yourself? Worrying about what's going on with him. And it's easier said than done when you have a two-parent household versus someone who's just grown up with their mother. But at the same time, I didn't like to see him struggle with those type of, you know, strongholds. I'm like, you holding on to somebody who not really even thinking about you right now. Like,
man, it's hard to just say, man, forget that parent You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna worry about my dad. He ain't around. He ain't worried about me. Like, it's hard. It's hard for a kid to do that. Like, it's